It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Running dad pushes five kids in a stroller, but what was he running from?
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news, it's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane, and Haven Real Estate, Kevin, so make it good.
We are almost there. We are 31 minutes away from people knowing whether or not their day has been ruined.
31 minutes from now.
Oh, wow.
So you know your day's ruined by like 8:35-ish?
8:36 a.m. They say, according to a new survey, the average American knows if they're in for a bad day by 8:36 a.m.
Is that Pacific time or what are we talking
about? I think local time.
I think it's just local.
That's how they say that, local time.
Okay. Steve wants to know if it's Eastern. That's great for me because by 5 o'clock I'm usually still good.
And they say that the average person endures 4 bad days per month,
okay,
totaling 48 in a year.
Yeah. It's a very loose description.
Like here's my thing, though. I don't know if I let things ruin a whole day for me.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the same thing.
It can ruin my morning.
Then sure.
Where it's like, man, that was a bad morning.
Exactly.
I never really say it ruins it.
Yeah, I don't try to say that. I don't know that I've...
I think if you say that, a bad day, if you're in for a bad day, like, oh, that was a bad day. Like, this morning I had a bad morning. In the aspect of... I was up. It was 5 o'clock. I'm like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go get a drink and maybe drive around a little, just enjoy some fresh morning air.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my plan. And then I was like, I got to get my shoes on. So I sat on the bed and I went to put my shoes on. And before you know it, it's
next thing you know,
I'm on my phone and I'm watching something. And
that doesn't sound so bad.
It wasn't, Steve, except for the fact that I then realized, oh, geez, it's 5:26. I got to go to work. And so then I get up to go to work, jump in the car, drive here. I get right here on Boone, right in front of the station, and realize, you idiot. You were all ready to go, and then you left your medicine sitting there on your nightstand right next to the bed. Because the shorts I'm wearing have a hole in the pocket.
Yeah, but so at least that's back. New.
That yeah, I had new. To go, oh, totally. Had to go back home, get them. So it was one of those. I was like, well, that was kind of a bad, that was a bad 30 minutes. But I feel like I've had a great day since.
Yeah, I just don't let it ruin the whole day. That's
top five things that people say ruin their day, or not ruin it, but lead to a bad day.
Okay.
Number five, forgetting your phone at home.
That can do it.
It'll do it.
Yep.
That one's rough.
Well, yeah.
Especially if you don't have the ability to go back and get it.
Yes.
Number four, can't locate your keys.
Oh, man. Yep. That's legit. I mean, it's not going to ruin my whole day, but it is going to make it, I'd be like, wow, that was kind of a rough way to start.
Number three, waking up with a headache.
Oh, yeah. That's real. You know what? This is a good list so far. Don't ruin it.
Like, hey, I'd like that to be later in the day when I've earned it. I just woke up.
Well, also,
and that's why number two.
Sometimes you last the whole day, too.
Yes. Number two, sleeping poorly throughout the night.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And the number one thing that say, oh, I know it's going to be a bad day, you just wake up feeling sick.
Yeah,
that's no fun.
That's a good
list. This list is actually legit.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with it.
Yeah, there's not one of those that doesn't actually affect it. Yeah, I mean, obviously the keys thing, you're probably going to be late. You might not even find them. You got to get your spares if you have them, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Obviously your phone, you got to kind of be in contact with family, friends. Maybe you've got your whole schedule in there. Who knows, you know? And then in the sickness, the headache, and the poor sleep, yeah. Oh, check.
That'll do it.
But is it possible to have a bad day on a Wednesday?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's go. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you guys do this where you set out your clothes the night before?
Kevin James.
I used to do that all the time. I don't do it so much anymore.
I did too when I was in kindergarten.
On the Big 99.9. 99 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Congrats to Jason qualified for the Silver to Silver sweepstakes. Kevin, final story time.
Oh, man, this is something else. Okay,
oh,
so college sports have changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've noticed. Players make money now.
Oh, yeah. NIL, baby.
Oklahoma State football players will wear helmets that will include QR codes linking viewers to a donation page for a name, image, and likeness fund.
So the QR code goes to that specific school's NIL fund, which is run usually by an outside of the school agency, is my understanding?
Yeah, an agency that is involved with the school. But yeah, it's not like it's a... It's not run by, you know, an agent or something like that.
It's not like there's
that.
Employees of the school that run it usually. It's usually like
correct.
You know, a third like party, if you will.
There's a ZAG collective or whatever they call it.
Yeah, I see the EWU one has a big billboard that I drive by all the time.
Yeah. So, according to their coach, Mike Gundy, who's legendary for one thing on this show, do you remember?
What did he...
I'm a man! I'm 40!
Thank you, Steve.
Oh, there it is.
I'm a man! I'm 40! Come at me!
Which was great.
One of the best speeches. He says it's a revolutionary...
What does he say now? Because how old is he?
Ooh, he's not 40. I'm going to guess he is 54.
I wish there was a way to know.
Is it that old ago? God, Steve, how could we find out how old Mike Gundy was?
He's 57.
Oh.
Thank you.
Whoa, you just knew that.
That was 17 years ago.
No way.
Well, I think he was in his 40s. I don't know if he was 40.
Oh.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Here's what I like.
And
what
Mike Gundy says in the 40s.
Is correct.
Doesn't quite have the same ring to it, but you know.
If my beloved Zags, if they had.
I'm a man. I'm 40. I'm not a kid.
It's great.
Yeah. His name is Michael Ray Gundy.
Duh.
As he says, it gives a chance for everyday fans across the world to have a real impact when it comes to supporting the NIL efforts of our players. I'm thrilled about this opportunity for our players.
I
bet you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I think about it. If I'm watching a Zag game.
Right.
And let's say little Ryan Nemhard is just going crazy.
Yeah, he's going nutty, man.
Graham Ike.
Yeah, let's
just
go.
And I am in it
owning
right there.
The paint,
and I would just
baby.
Be like, I love you. I would so scan the TV's QR code on his jersey and donate. Like, dude, here's $20.
Right.
You're the best.
I mean, but you don't get to determine what player it goes to.
No.
Yeah, just clarifying.
Well, you know what? They should be able to. Because they all get individual money if they want.
Yeah, they can, yes.
Right.
I understand.
So why can't I just...
I think that would open a different can of worms, maybe.
That would be really cool. And maybe to like write little messages.
See,
like, oh, I saw that rebound. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I do like that, Steve. That would be a fun way to do it. But yes, it goes to the team fund, which same deal. Who cares? I mean, if I donate $20, just imagine though how much money they could get off of that.
Oh yeah,
from everyday fans just showing some love. Like, gosh, here's $5, and then next thing you know, everybody on the team ended up. It was a good game. Everybody ended up with some money, and they're all at Chipotle. Eating dinner on us.
Okay.
So that feels cool.
Well, in that case, let's just put out a gift registry like a wedding, and then you're like,
even
man,
better idea. Jay.
Steel Venters.
Oh my gosh.
You know what you're going to get?
A
Steel
blender?
Venters. Congratulations. You've got yourself a crock pot. And
yeah, if that's what Steel wants, yeah, why
I mean,
not?
He
Jay,
puts
that is
on
brilliant.
There what he wants, and then he's like, yeah, man.
The NIL registry.
Arby's for four. Yes.
Right.
Filled. And it's like there's three, just like the registry where it says you can do one of three Arby's meals for four.
Right.
And you're like, boom. Oh, biggie bag.
Is a great idea. And maybe
Dusty, you get two biggie bags. Good job. Nice,
right?
Nice three-pointer there just before the half.
Dude, I would be buying them stuff every game.
Coach,
every stinking
is
game.
Is Coach Few right now just like telling us, screaming stop at the radio? What is he screaming?
I don't think so.
No?
I think he likes it.
Okay.
He wants his players happy.
Yeah, right? That sounds right.
Yeah. Nolan Hickman, Regal Cinema, movie tickets.
Right. We'll take care of you, Nolan.
Do you think we can make money from this idea?
No, I don't want to make any money.
Oh,
from
you don't want to?
No, we don't want to make money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm good with just passing out a great idea.
Just good advice.
I don't know if it's good.
Oh, okay.
It is advice.
And then what about what it?
all ideas, just not necessarily you guys determine good or bad.
Hey, two things can be true at the same
time. That's very true.
Yeah, I do feel like that's a fun way to do it. Why? Because you know what you're thinking. Have you ever thought this when you give money to someone? Do you think?
Like, you mean someone?
I'd give you money, but I don't know what you're going to use it for.
Oh, sure, of course, yeah.
Could that be true with a college boy?
I mean, it could be true with anybody, but yes, I understand what you're saying. That
right.
You're like,
so
oh,
instead
man.
Of having to go through that where you're like, listen, I donated to the, you know, the Zags NIL fund and, you know, they all got a money, and then Joe Few went and blew it on bubble gum.
Come on, Joey.
Instead, wouldn't it be nice if he said, hey, what I actually really want is
waffle fries?
A new wakeboard for my for the boat.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. Like, whatever it is.
Whatever it happens to be, yeah.
I do. I love them having an idea of what they want. Jay, that's brilliant.
So QR codes on the uniforms, and then it takes you immediately to the registry, and you see what they want. You can fill their needs there during the game.
That is correct.
Wow.
You think that'll be a distraction?
No, not at all. And the player also gets immediately notified.
Yeah, that would be
the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You didn't make that up, did you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't make any of this up.
Well,
Jay.
I mean, you understand why I'm asking.
You're not trusting him? He's the newsman.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Kevin James.
Yes, Steve. That's correct. I'm not trusting him.
That's fair enough.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's play the game. Beat the Showtime. 509-441-0999. Caller 7 will take you to play.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is beat the show time. We are playing today for the new Coyote Country mug, if you will, travel mug. 509-441-0999. You can win. You can do it. All you have to do is beat one of us in a 7-question trivia challenge. Steve has now secured our contestant. Yes, Kevin?
And the category was Casey Musgraves.
Casey Musgraves, yeah. I'm assuming it must be Casey Musgraves' birthday. I mean, I'm just guessing at this point. Yeah.
You don't like that?
Casey Musgraves?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind Casey Musgraves.
Okay. I don't either.
Well, then what's the problem?
I didn't. Well,
there wasn't a problem.
Anybody said there was
I
one.
Just said.
I could tell in the tone.
Tone is everything. I just watched one of her videos probably 2 weeks ago.
Lucky.
Yeah, I was trying to remember which. I should know the song, but I don't off the top of my head. Is it Kyla? Kylie. Hi, how are you?
Hey. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. What you doing?
Working.
Ah, what's that like?
Boring.
Okay. Well, oh, maybe we could help that out a little bit. Or maybe not. We'll see. All right, Kylie, we've got 7 questions of trivia. Casey Musgraves is our category. Now you just need to decide, who are you going to challenge, me or Kevin Eugene James?
I'm going to go with Kevin just because we have the same initials, KJ.
Oh, you're KJ versus KJ.
Yes.
I love it. That's well played.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, 1 bonus point for Kylie. All right, Kevin, go on.
Okay.
I can get.
You take all you can get. That's a very smart girl. Yeah, very smart. All right, so Kevin's out.
Very smart.
Very smart. Very nice. Let's see how we do, Kylie. Pass if you get stuck, okay? We'll try to get back to it. Okay, here we go.
I hope
her phone lasts. You're scaring me with your phone. Might be cutting out a little bit. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. All right, within 2, how old is Casey Musgraves turning today? It's her birthday.
36.
Victor Oladipo sang Casey's song Rainbow on what competition show? singing competition.
America's Got Talent.
Casey was on the show Nashville Star. Name the I'm Coming Over artist who won season 4 of that show.
Pass.
Casey won a Grammy at the 56th Grammy Awards, which was moved to January to not compete with the Olympics in 2014. Where were those games held?
The 2014 Olympics?
Yeah.
Pass.
Casey used to perform as what Miley Cyrus character at children's birthday parties?
Hannah Montana.
Casey was one of 30 country artists to perform Forever Country. Name one of the songs in that mashup.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know that one either. All right, let's see how we did. Hold on for 1 second, KJ. KJ! See what I did there?
KJ
they're both,
for KJ.
They're both KJs, yeah. So wouldn't that be funny if Kylie came running? Or if Kevin was running?
I'm not running.
No, Kevin, not running. Kevin, all right, here we go. Let's see how you do. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Kevin, I wish you good luck.
Okay.
I'm going to guess.
1?
4.
Oh, 4.
Let's see.
4, wow.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Kevin, here we go. Here we go. KJ, within 2, how old is Casey Musgraves turning today?
Ooh, 35.
Victor Oladipo sang Casey's song Rainbow on what competition show?
I think he was an American Idol guy.
Casey was on the show Nashville Star. Name the I'm Coming Over artist who won season 4 of that show. Casey won a Grammy at the 56th Grammy Awards, which was moved to January to not compete with the 2014 Olympics. Where were those games held?
I don't know. Pass.
Casey used to perform as what Miley Cyrus character at children's birthday parties?
Hannah Montana.
Casey was one of 30 country artists to perform on Forever Country. Name one of the songs in that mashup.
Oh, geez. I will always love you.
In 2023, Casey created an Apple TV Plus show with an actress who played June Carter Cash in the movie Walk the Line. Name her.
Okay. That was too much. Time to spit it out. It's Reese Witherspoon, but
too many words. Wow.
That question was bad. I'm sorry.
Minus 1 point, Steve.
That was the one.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how we did with KJ versus KJ. All right.
I was trying to squeeze it in there.
You were, yeah.
Within 2, how old is Casey Musgraves turning today?
So Kevin said 35 and Kylie, the other KJ said 36.
36
is
correct.
I knew her phone was so sketchy. I didn't think it was going to make it through. We might have to see if she's calling back. All right, let's keep going. We'll see how we do. 36, okay. Each get a point, 1-1.
Okay. Victor Oladipo sang Casey's song Rainbow on what competition show?
Victor Oladipo?
Oh, yeah, that must be...
You got it.
Well, that's so funny because when he said it, I was like, oh, that's the athlete. But then I'm like, no, it's not.
Right.
There's that guy on American Idol that...
yep, that guy.
What was that guy's name? His name was Victor something.
I bet he didn't play for the Heat or the Pacers or any other teams that Victor Oladipo played for. I'm guessing it was the Masked Singer. Is that the only one?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right. Well, no points for anybody on that one.
Casey was on the show Nashville Star, named the I'm Coming Over artist who won season 4 of that show.
Kylie passed. Kevin got Chris Young.
Chris Young is right.
Well done, Kevin. 2-1.
Nice KJ. Casey won a Grammy on the 56th Grammy Awards, which was moved to January to not compete with the Olympics. Where were the 2014 Olympics?
2014 Olympics. I don't remember. Do you remember what it was, Kevin? Nothing. You
no,
didn't.
I don't have a clue.
Nothing since.
I cannot remember. 10 years ago.
Sochi, Russia.
Sochi. Oh, yeah, of course it was. No points. Oh.
Sochi, when I just said that, made me hungry for sushi.
I understand.
Sounds about right. Casey used to perform as what Miley Cyrus character at children's birthday
Everybody
parties.
Got the Hannah Montana, yeah. 3-2.
She told us that once.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, did she really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, cool. Casey was one of 30 country artists to perform on Forever Country. Name one of the songs in that mashup. That mashup is hard to say.
It is. Kevin said, I will always love you.
That's one of them.
Kylie didn't have an answer for that one.
Yeah, Take Me Home, Country Roads, On
That's
the Road Again.
The only
again.
One I could think of, but I couldn't get to the name of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was cool. The video was awesome.
Yes.
4-2, Kevin.
2023. You know this one.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to do. Steve, I have a task.
Okay.
I don't know, Kevin, do we want to do this on the air or not? I want you just to read all of the questions back to back to back to back to back.
See how long it takes?
Correct, Kevin.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. This is interesting that we both wanted to do the same exercise.
Do you want to do it on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to do it for today's questions?
Right. Yes. Ready? Three.
How fast do you want me to read them?
In your normal pace.
Like it would be, yeah.
Like you're playing the game.
Where people could listen and answer the question.
So you can pause at the end of the question for a second or a half a beat, whatever you want it to call. And then you go into the next question. Read all seven and ready? Three, two, one, go.
Okay, if I go too fast, let me know. Within two, how old is Casey Musgraves turning today? Victor Oladipo saying Casey's song too fast.
Yeah, you don't read that fast.
Okay. You gotta let people be able to answer the question too. So at least,
but that's
like,
not part of this.
Yeah, we're just trying to see how long it takes him to read it, though.
No, I understand, but I mean, you at least need to give a pause,
half a second, yeah, all
right, of like, you know, more than half a second, yeah, at least a second.
All right, I'll say one in between each question.
Okay, yes. Ready, three, two, one, go.
Within two, how old is Casey Musgraves turning today? One. Victor Oladipo sang Casey's song Rainbow on what competition show? One. Casey was on the show National Star, named the I'm Coming Over artist who won season 4 of that show. One. Casey won a Grammy at the 56 Grammy Awards, which was moved to January to not compete with the 2014 Olympics. Where were those games held? One. Casey used to perform as what Miley Cyrus character at children's birthday parties? One. Casey was one of the 30 country artists to perform on Forever Country, name one of the songs in the mashup. One. In 2023, Casey created an Apple Plus TV show with an actress who played June Carter Cash in the movie Walk the Line, name her.
40 seconds.
One.
40, okay, 40 seconds worth of questions.
So, okay.
Do you think that's too long?
No. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Is there any chance we could turn this into like youth sports where we don't keep score?
No.
And we just play for the fun of it, and at the end we both get a ribbon?
Kevin James.
No. It ruins sports.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Thank goodness Sean from Thompson Falls keeps you, mister, in check.
I know. He's a good man.
He's going to call him Friday. We'll talk to him on Friday. Probably do a little beat, or I should say name that tune, I think.
And I am so pumped up
to
see the Friday guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a while.
It'll be like 3 weeks. So, yeah, that's awesome. Because two Fridays in a row, somebody around here took a vacation day.
Somebody.
Gosh, Steve.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
You know what we always say, Steve?
What's that?
Take a lot of vacation because we have a lot of vacation.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that adds up.
You know, it is funny when people will say, like, this time especially because it took 2 weeks.
2 weeks off.
That's just a long time. I think the longest one I've ever taken. So, you know, people will say, man, you took 2 weeks off? I'm like, yeah, my daughter got married. And immediately when you say that, they immediately go back to, oh, well, yeah, that's fine then. I mean, you know, makes
absolutely.
Because it's like one of the defensible
we took
ones.
2 weeks off to go to Italy. Everybody would be like, nah.
Must be rough.
Radio guy.
Yeah, right. But nice as soon life. As you say it's your daughter's wedding, they're like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. Yeah. I mean, it's all justifiable at that point.
Typical on-air talent.
Sorry. By the way, very nice of Natalie Grant to ask about that after we got off the air when the KXOY4 TV crew was up here an hour or so ago.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, she's just a nice human, in case you were curious. Back to you.
She really is, yes. Okay, well, I was wondering, because I saw this story today about Ben Affleck and J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. And they are filing for divorce again. Second go-around, did not have the magic.
Mm-hmm. Is that official now? Because
yes.
I heard rumors about that.
It looked official to me. It was on websites that looked official.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I thought one of them was TMZ, which I know is weird to say seems official, but I'm going to type it in right now.
Well, Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from Ben after 2 years of marriage. That came from the Associated Press, so
yeah,
probably didn't
TMZ
happen.
TMZ right there, first thing. Files for divorce from Ben Affleck says that he had no interest in working on the marriage.
Hmm.
That's not good, Ben. Now, I don't know. I don't want to sit here and point fingers. I don't know who's to blame. You know, both parties are. It takes two to make a relationship work. It takes two to make things go right. It takes two to make it out of that. That's just, it's true. And so both could be at fault. But it got me thinking, what percentage of people who marry the same person twice stay together. Don't you feel like if you go back and marry the person that you were married to before, that there's a good chance you are just like, hey, we were meant to be together and we're just locked in. Right?
Right, yeah.
Why do I feel like I know someone who's been married to the same person three different times?
Three times?
I feel like I do.
Like a celebrity or like a personal, like a personal connection?
Maybe a celebrity.
Okay, well, it could be both. Yeah, two things.
I was not able to find the exact stat I wanted, but I will share these stats with you.
According to Psychology Today, not psychological anything, 60% of remarriages end in divorce.
To the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that is, okay, because this says, according to sources, 60%, 60 to 70% of second marriages in the United States end in divorce. So
okay,
you go back for seconds and it's like,
not to the same person.
Only, no, right. Just right. 30%, you know, 30% of the time it's going to work.
I got you.
This is higher than the rate of first marriages, which are between 40 and 50%. Third marriages.
Third, okay.
So you get not. Not once, not twice, but third time's the charm. Is not true. Third marriages have the highest divorce rate of all marriages at 73%.
Is that right?
You would think if you went back for the third one, you'd maybe have it figured out.
Yeah. I mean, but divorce is hard, so maybe it's just easier to go through a third time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I don't mean not necessarily easy, but easier, right? Maybe? I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I've heard that before. I think I heard a guy say that once before where he said,
say what? I'm just guessing?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, first one's an artist.
Yeah, I mean,
he had been divorced a few times.
I see what you're saying.
Just like, he said to somebody who was going through one.
Yeah, right.
Oh, first one's the hardest.
I understand, yeah.
I'm like, okay. That's
probably
so
true.
So you do. You get better at it, right? Well, I will admit that, jokingly, my ex-wife and I, when we got our divorce, it was, you know, we were getting along fine. And we were in court, and when we did it, I was like, we both looked at each other and go, that's it?
Oh, because it seemed simple at that point?
Yeah, we just kind of laughed and we go, well, God, if we would have known that, we probably would have done that years ago.
Oh, jeez.
That was our joke.